You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Faith.
You know, guys, you know, we were just talking about this. This is our, John, I believe this is our 23rd show.
23rd.
This is our 23rd show.
Snap, 23 what? And me I and know, y'all.
Oh, my God. That's
like gross.
And the thing is, like, we're sitting here just talking, trying to remember, like, what our first show was about. And we were just remembering that it was about wearing your headphones in a grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I still do it now. Does anybody still do that?
I've started since hearing that show. And I just wanted to, you know, obviously I'm losing my voice from screaming at people in a loud bar where mm-hmm. I work. But I remember that show, and I've kind of started, like, every once in a while, put in headphones when I'm grocery shopping, mm-hmm. and it just, yeah, yep. like Amanda said, it just, like, romanticizes everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's nice. You get your own soundtrack. I still don't do the headphones while I'm grocery shopping, but I do enjoy the mask, and I played a fun game where I ate half an edible, and I walked around, and I was like, why is this store so, and then I was just laughing under my mask and everything. People just like, where's it? Soap, just like people aggressive, people mean, and I was reading every label like I can't even pronounce us, too many letters. Like, I was having so much fun.
Oh my God,
it was fun.
Oh my God,
my ex was like, you were gone for 2 hours. I was like, yeah, man,
you should try half an edible. Only
yeah. But I know where everything is now.
Mm-hmm. Oh my, yeah,
I was like, no. I'm gonna shop.
Oh man,
I'll never lose the tortillas again.
Yeah,
John, you do the edibles ever or headphones? We're in edibles now.
Edible headphones.
Gummy.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, no, I do the headphone things because one thing that's really cool is that nobody bothers you because they figure mm-hmm. they can't, you know, talk to you or whatever. And and two, you can play whatever soundtrack you want when you're walking through the store. So you can, like, whatever you're listening to, you can, like, incorporate the people into it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it is pretty cool. Everybody gets, like, a soundtrack and whatever.
Absolutely.
I don't do half edible. I ate two. And before I go into the grocery store, it's I turn on now. The theme to Jurassic Park, you know, the different, you
oh
know, so
God.
When you see certain people, they look like certain dinosaurs and stuff. That's my jam right there. Boom, ooh. Boom, 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 boom. Hold on to your butts.
Oh, no.
Oh
clever
God.
Girl. Matter of fact, I had two edibles before I came here. So
nice. Yeah, we know. You mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great show. Great show.
Oh, my God. John, do we have to start over? Or can we just keep going?
No, we're going to go with
we're
this.
This is probably
the most popular show ever.
I know. This is our 23rd show. We got to celebrate. You know, I chose to celebrate this 23rd show.
What an arbitrary number of shows to
it's
celebrate.
It's significant, though. It's very significant. 23.
Not even the 25th show?
No. Well, see, 23 comes before 25,
oh
and you
God.
Just, you got to celebrate.
That doesn't make
the numbers.
24 comes before 25, too.
It does, but it's almost too late to start the celebration.
Oh
so you started on 23, and that's how I got there.
But see, we can say that this show is 23 and us.
Exactly.
John is making some
dying.
Good points. I feel like John deserves
it. John's the only sober one here. No.
John is making some excellent points here. I feel like this needs to be celebrated again.
Oh
you
my
know?
God,
so at some point, we'll celebrate that. You know what I mean?
The 46 show will be like 23 times 2.
I know, right?
No, not 46. We'll go with 45.
Okay, well, 46 is before 45? 50, James, by your logic.
46 is before 50.
Who
45
knew,
is
who
too
knew math
early
could be
to
so
celebrate.
Fun?
Exactly. Oh my goodness! Oh man, no, but you know, honestly, it's been really great working with you guys, man. No, seriously, on this our 26th show,
the evening of our 23rd show.
This is our 23rd.
The 23rd episode of our Lord and Savior, the Rogue Apostles.
Rogue Apostles.
Oh,
the
man.
Show of our Lord.
Yes. Our apostles. So, yeah.
Barely I say to you.
Does anybody remember the pet one, the pet show that we did?
Yeah, where I had to defend pets? Snakes.
Well, you had to defend snakes.
Mm-hmm. And you guys hate snakes.
I listened to that show, Amanda. I'm not talking to Faith right now. She's very bitter right now. She's very bitter about the placement of snakes. I don't get it. Snakes made the list, Faith.
Yeah, well.
Snakes are lovers.
Because they deserve it.
They deserve it. I don't think they deserve it, but you know what? We'll give you that, okay?
Guinea pigs and hamsters. I mean.
You know what? I think hamsters are unnecessary.
Rats of the mountain and rats of the desert.
Yeah, right? I just feel like, why do people need rodents? Why do we need these things?
For the snakes.
For, oh, God.
Oh, my God, John.
John.
here I am trying to defend the snake.
John's doing God's work today. I'm just saying. If anybody's doing it, John's doing it today. But I was, hold on. Because I feel like we never had to get back to that show because we had to close out a little bit. So we kind of paused. We got to cats, and then we got to dogs, and dogs were obviously number one.
Right.
But I felt like I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit with dogs just inherently getting number one because I feel like there are some good cats out there.
There are some very good cats out there. We have two gray cats in our house, and somebody was giving away pit bulls, and I was like, "Look, Casey, they pit have bulls. a little gray pit bull," and she was like, "Oh my god, it would match the cats."
Oh my god,
that's cute.
Amanda has a cat. She got just got one.
I just got a kitten.
I did get just get a
that
baby.
Thing is adorable, man. Oh, where'd you get
kitten.
That cat?
I got the kitten on August 12th, the day after my dog's birthday, because she is obsessed with cats, and so I wanted to get her a kitten for her birthday. So we went and like visited all these kittens, and the last place we went to, it was just like this house with like naked toddlers and dogs and 1,000 kids. And he's like, "You want to take one?" And my dog was like, "I know, you gotta go." And my dog was in a sea of kittens. I was like, "I don't like it." And but she loves cats. But she's like, "No, the stress in this house is too much.
The vibes are off."
So we got a kitten, but it was kidnapped actually by a woman the day we were supposed to get it.
What?
It was the caretaker for the grandfather of the family. She kept wanting the kitten, and they were like, "No, we already promised it to someone." And she was like, "Cool." And then the daughter saw her shove a kitten in her purse and drive away.
Yo, this is a story. Good God, this segment just got really good. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so she blocked all their numbers. I don't know what her end game was, like Bonnie and Clyde, Rob Banks with the cat. Like, I don't know what she thought.
She literally
off
stole
the grid.
Right.
She stole it, and then they had to get a burner phone.
What?
And be like, "You're going to get fired. We're going to press charges." And she's like, "Okay, I'll come back at 4. And this is at noon. I'm like, "What are you doing for 4 hours with the kitten? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's some serious.
You're going to turn around from wherever you're driving right from? Halfway to Mexico? What are you doing? Like, get back over here."
Yeah.
What are you doing? And I was so scared that the kitten would just be like, "Nope, I hate everyone." But once we got there, she was so calm.
I got shoved in a purse.
Hold on. But why was it 4 o'clock, though?
I don't know. I still have questions.
Yes, I have so many questions.
She's like,
right
I have to go. I have a doctor's appointment at 3, and you know, I'm just really busy. It's like, you're a thief. You could.
You picked.
She's
literally the wrong day to steal a cat.
She steals a cat, and she's like, "Oh, I'm giving it back, but I have a schedule to keep." Yeah.
Well, you know, the banks close it for.
Oh.
She was robbing the bank. Okay, I took a second. I was like, I didn't bring that back around. I was like, "Is she stealing the cat's money?"
Oh my god!
I'm gonna take this cat and force it to withdraw.
Folks, on this our 23rd show, I told you this show would be special. What did I not tell you? This show would be special. Did I not tell you that?
Yeah, you're right.
What did you do for your 23rd birthday? I have to know.
Oh man. Ooh, okay, so at 23, I'd already done I was still in the military, so I probably got drunk.
Okay.
And if it was relatively early in my career, in a barracks somewhere drunk, or in a field somewhere drunk, or one time an airport.
Drunk.
A small airport, though. It wasn't
one of the little ones.
Yeah, it was a small one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where, because.
More like an airfield.
They're probably still looking for that dude.
Oh, my God. What happened to that drunk guy?
Some security footage of this young Marine just.
It feels like a game of Clue where you know the person and the object, but you're like, the room, it's either the airport or it's.
Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindeal.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll be right back.
Big thank you to Craft Cannabis, formerly known as New Vansterdam, for supporting our radio community. Craft Cannabis now has 2 locations here in Vancouver. Both locations offer online ordering and curbside pickup. The Mill Plain location has an express window that serves as a contactless option to pick up your cannabis products. The newest shop is located on Andreessen Road, off Patton Parkway, next to the Home Depot, across from Costco. Both locations are open daily, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. More information available at craftcannabis.com.
A big thank you to Vancouver's own Kiggins Theatre for supporting our radio community. Our historic Kiggins Theatre has a long tradition of showing movies for our community, 85 years. Kiggins currently features first-run big studio and art house films along with classic movie revival. Check out their live events, and you can even book the theatre for a private party or public event. Go to KigginsTheatre.com to see how you can rediscover the joy of going out for movie night again. Showtimes, booking information, and more at KigginsTheatre.com.
You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Neal.
And I'm Faith.
Hey, folks, this is our 23rd show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow. 23. Such significance.
If I hear that number again, I swear to God, James.
23. Hey,
hold on, wait,
wait, wait. Doesn't mean anything to me
anymore. Wait. I have a grievance here because, okay, so does anybody remember, does anyone remember our favorite restaurant show? Does anybody remember that? The fast food places?
Yeah, didn't, mm-hmm. Wasn't McDonald's like in last place?
Yeah,
or something?
McDonald's was significantly down there.
Yeah, it was like
I think like Wendy's or something got number one or something. It was the top one.
I get that.
I must not have been here for this.
Yeah, but I feel like Five Guys placed irrationally high.
Yeah. Well, you know, this coming from the person who eats at Jack in the Box.
Okay.
I'm not so sure.
Okay, 7-Eleven hot dogs.
Oh, wow.
Hey, those are good.
Hitting for the you know
what?
Sometimes
there's nothing
Faith,
you can do. Anymore.
Sometimes Faith.
You also eat at Arby's.
Oh, wow. A crack at Arby's over here from Jack in the Box.
She's going for the meats.
I'm.
Oh,
oh my God.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Amanda, back me up here. Is not Arby's better than Jack in the Box?
I don't eat it either. I'm being honest with you.
Okay, but you can make a decision here.
No,
you can contribute.
You can't tell me what to do with my life. I will take your side with 7-Eleven hot dogs when I'm drunk because I'm a monster.
Okay, that's a good point. We'll come back to this other thing in a moment.
But yeah,
because I got attacked on two fronts here, Amanda.
You punched the microphone.
I just punched the microphone. I got attacked on two fronts here. First of all, yes, sometimes when you get inebriated, you're 7-Eleven is on your walk back home.
Or you turn around and go get one.
Or you turn around.
You're like, whoops,
after you
pass it.
Oops, I passed it. Guess I'll go back. Guess I'll circle back.
I must have went 712. It was one step too far. Take it back to 11.
On this, our 23rd episode, we recap some of the greatest hits. On the Rogue Apostle Show.
I don't recall Arby's being on the list. We're just going to, just to bring it back. God.
You know, but it got an honorable mention, Faith. You know, some of us... Some of us just don't attack restaurants arbitrarily,
there's
okay?
There's nothing honorable about Arby's.
Oh, no. My gosh. It is... Okay, so first of all, John, back me up here. Come on.
You know what? I would love to back you up on this, but you're the guy that references every other restaurant to Applebee's.
Oh my God, you eat at Applebee's too. I totally forgot about that as well.
I mean, you call Olive Garden the Italian Applebee's. You call Red Lobster the fish Applebee's. So, I mean.
Apples of the sea. I worked at Red Lobster for a month nothing fresh in there.
Okay, let me tell you something. Mm-mm. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm not advocating for Red Lobster. I'm not going to even start. Let's not mean that. I'm not starting there. I'm not advocating for them. I will say they make a hell of a cheddar biscuit. I will say that. Now.
Yeah, do you know that it's just Bisquick? With some spices.
You know what?
And cheese.
We can't make it.
I will
believe
give
in ourselves.
Any of you it's those true. Ingredients. And if you come anywhere close to that, I'll eat there. I'll go to your house and eat those biscuits. But them biscuits is good. Now, I don't go to Red Lobster expressly. Like, I'll go there if I'm invited to to something that's there. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go.
Were you invited to a lot of Red Lobster parties?
I really...
Who were you hanging out
maybe
with?
Maybe in the 2000s. Not now, but maybe in the 2000s.
Somebody from a small town.
Yeah, he's like we're going to Red Lobster.
We're going to treat ourselves.
Yep.
We're treating ourselves to Red Lobster.
Get dressed, honey.
Seafood tonight, baby.
With the cheddar biscuits.
Pick the clean hot ones.
I only ever went there when they had all-you-could-eat shrimp. So
hey, now that's respectful. That's respectful right there. You got to respect the process, all right?
It is what it is.
I'm there. If it says unlimited shrimp, I'm pretty much there too.
Yeah, they have big freezers for all that.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
You know what I think is inherently unfair here. I was online, I was on social media, and someone said that they didn't like cold shrimp and cocktail sauce. What is up with that? That's crazy. Did you just burp?
No, I took a sip of coffee and he made that like noise.
Oh.
The mic was like, oh, I got you. Oh. I was like, no.
I like how like...
On this, our 23rd show.
Oh, no.
I've been like clearing my throat and it doesn't catch that, but all of a sudden there's a secret little noise in Amanda's esophagus and the mic is like, well, gotta get that
everybody.
One.
So having me do me those biscuits.
Oh my God.
Things are a little dry.
When you feel it in your chest, you know when you eat too
are
much
you
bread.
Are you hating on the cheddar biscuit?
Yeah. I just feel like I make a better biscuit.
Oh, do you
make a better deli sandwich than Arby's.
Wow. 100%. Circling back to Arby's. Look at this double attack on
this
Arby's.
This isn't even about you anymore. It's about Arby's.
Let me tell you something.
Go out of business
she
already.
Goes to Jack in the Box and orders and has the audacity.
Jack in the Box has curly fries.
Audacity right. To order mini, try to order mini tacos.
I did not order the
Thank
mini tacos.
Thank God they didn't have them, for I thought she may have choked on the blood in her throat from the cuts of those tacos gliding down her esophagus, slicing, dicing all the way through to the stomach, where then they explode in a great black Jesus void Christ. Of grease and terribleness. Absolutely. Oh, folks, wow. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, just saying.
Hitting Arby's was unnecessary. I don't know. But, you know.
Well, take us back to the shrimp thing with the cold shrimp and the cocktail
Hell
sauce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. Doing God's work, that. John.
Yep, turn this ship around.
Good job, John. Get us back on track.
Getting us back on track here. But, you know, I've lived in California. I've lived in Washington. And so the cocktails, the shrimp cocktails that I've had are these, like, little regular-looking shrimp. You know, and it's like, but I went to New Orleans, and they have these like jumbo prawns that have the consistency of like ribeye steak.
Dang heavens,
meaty! And they're like huge. They're like 4 or 5 inches long. Yeah, that was the best I ever had.
Let me tell you. That was a magical journey you took us through there, John.
It was. We went nationwide.
I went
on a shrimp trip.
I went to, when I was younger, I went to Miami, and there's these, you know, every celebrity has a restaurant down there, and you get to the end of the Ocean Drive Strip, and there's this, it was a little place, and they had prawns as well. First time I ever had them, and I was just like, Jesus, I didn't even know, like, I was looking around, I was, you know, because I'm there, but I'm not, I didn't feel like I'm supposed to be, it's way too wealthy to be there, right? I'm in there ordering appetizers like it's a meal, because I'm like, okay, $76 for an appetizer. Okay, I'll just have these four shrimp. But so I order it. I'm thinking. I just paid $76 for four shrimp. I'm sitting here like, what the hell? What am I doing? And then they come out with this goblet with four lobster. What I think at the time are lobster tails.
Oh my!
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like. Well, I got lucky, folks.
Must have ran out of shrimp. Gave me the lobster.
All right. Oh man!
Well, I had some of the best shrimp. It's actually local at the Vancouver Farmers Market.
Oh, hey.
There you go!
Yeah, these little scrimps that have roe, and they still have like the shell in their leggies. The heads are gone, but their bellies are full of roe.
Oh,
and
wow.
I like made this like garlic butter sauce and threw them in there, and then it tastes like a lot richer, and it makes the sauce like pinkish.
Wow. Did y'all know?
When you eat it, they're those Prager scrimps. They are good.
Amanda, I hate to be like this, but you know, this is a very real moment. Did y'all know Amanda could cook?
Absolutely.
I assumed that she was like very city. I didn't know she could cook like that.
I grew up poor, so I would call my cooking like as creative as you can get with whatever you have in the house.
Hey.
But I'm really good at it.
That's like the essence of good cooking.
Because I never see you post any like food pictures. I just naturally assume, hey, you know.
There's some from like beginning quarantine. There's like the quarantine kitchen group I was part of on Facebook.
So oh, yeah.
Nice. I made some good like bacon wrapped steak and ramen and all sorts of like fun stuff.
You know what, man? It wasn't until quarantine hit that I realized how much like creative stuff people were into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
people just didn't have time anymore. And then you like have all the time. So you're just like, I guess I'll paint again or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, dang, you can do that. And they're like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. 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 And like right now I'm just learning like that you can cook, and I'm sitting there like I know people who can paint. You know, do like a lot of different, like good people who can sing, people can play instruments and stuff. Like
I got back into sewing.
That was like my she can thing. Sew. She can really sew.
That's awesome.
It's freaking cool.
People who can talk into microphones.
Who knew? Not me.
We're having a hard time of it today because this is our 23rd show.
Our 23rd show. Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
And I'm Amanda Lindy.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll be right back.
The 18th Annual Vancouver Peace and Justice Fair is coming up Saturday, September 11th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Esther Short Park. The Vancouver Peace and Justice Fair will showcase individuals, social justice groups, peace organizations, faith communities, performers, artists, businesses, and environmental activists who are making the world a better place. There will be many new activities, exhibitors, and sponsors, as well as returning favorites. More information and volunteer opportunities available at VancouverPeaceAndJusticeFair.org.
Welcome back to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Faith.
On this, our 23rd show. Y'all feel that? The mysticism of 23.
Felt it too much, honestly.
Like three different things.
Did anybody else have a favorite show?
Oh, favorite show of ours.
Yeah, favorite show of yours.
Hot Girl Summer.
Hey.
Hot Girl Summer. That was a good one.
That was a strong one. Mm-hmm. Faith came through on that one.
I still am a firm believer in Hot Girl Summer or Hot Person Summer. Mm-hmm. And here we are in, not quite the midst of it. We're in the golden...
It's been very hot outside.
It's been extremely hot.
It's been extremely hot. I feel like if you're not having some kind of hot something summer,
yeah,
you are in the right spot. You're in the right spot, okay?
Yeah, it's just...
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, in an area where we're only supposed to have, 90-degree weather in the hot times. How many? Yeah.
Does anyone remember have, seven days?
7 days over 100 degrees or something?
I remember.
And that episode was before the heat wave, so maybe...
No.
Maybe there was something divine in that, being like, buckle up. If you haven't had a girl summer, we're all sweating out.
Get ready for your hot girl summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of redefined it for me, because I always thought it was just like, hot girl summer, I'm going to be mean, screw you, Tiffany. Exactly. I don't know why. I just thought it was mean girl summer.
I love mean girl summer, too.
I like that, too.
Kind of described it as like, we can all just live our best life.
Male tears like summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, male tears summer sounds
Let the streets
like
run red.
My whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Male tears, spring, summer, fall, winter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I cannot wait for fall. Oh,
God,
my
fall
gosh.
Is going to be so amazing.
Man.
I do like fall.
I want to go somewhere nice where the leaves are going to turn. You know what I mean? I really want to
go up the gorge.
Do they not?
Up the gorge? Oh.
Actually,
everybody's going to be there, though. And I want,
yeah,
oh,
that's true.
Man.
Let's go to Connecticut.
Oof.
There you go.
That's an idea.
There we go.
Now, that's an idea.
I've never been to Connecticut. I just don't. I don't think anybody lives there. If I'm
Oh, no. Oh, they're there.
I've never seen.
Very rich or very poor. That's just how it goes.
Because I work in downtown Portland. I've seen 50 states IDs.
Oof.
Except
yeah.
I've even seen a freaking a Maryland and a Delaware.
That's that woman who hit me. Almost tried to hit me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was walking down in Portland, and this random one Maryland plated car. It was like a Honda or something, like a tan Honda. That's the lady who tried to hit me.
That's probably the one.
You saw the
Maryland.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. But I've never seen a Connecticut ID.
Respect for her, though, because she did it with style and grace.
She drove all the way across the country just to try and hit you,
just to try to hit me and then find Faith.
Have a little respect. And then she came in and got a drink from me.
And then she got a drink.
She's like, I need a drink.
She was like...
That was a lot.
I tried, I failed, and I need a beer.
John.
I think people just come down from New Hampshire and Vermont and hang out in Connecticut, but they don't actually live there. They come down, drink, and then head back up.
I think the whole state is empty.
Hopefully
except
on
for
that.
The beautiful fall leaves.
This might be where there's trees still.
So, maybe.
Right? Oh, man. But it is beautiful.
The Lorax is out there looking for
you. It's more beautiful here, though.
Chasing people out of the state.
You know, honestly, I've been here 8 years. It's more beautiful here than a lot of places.
I think we have
everything.
Absolutely
beaches.
The most beautiful place in the country.
I would agree, just because of the fact that you have the you do have the trees that change different colors mixed in with the
evergreen.
The evergreen trees. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
These waterfalls out here are ridiculous. Yeah. There's so many beautiful waterfalls here.
My gosh.
Man.
And now it's starting to get to that point of the weather. Today was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Today was absolutely gorgeous. I went outside and I literally turned back around and went back in, and I was just like, told my sister, I was like, it is so nice outside. You have to go outside right now before it gets hot again. Go.
See, this was nice today.
It's some Pacific Northwest stuff right here.
We literally, nice weather is so rare to us that when it is, we have to go tell everybody to come outside.
It's nice outside,
never know.
Y'all.
They'll never know because they don't go outside.
That's true.
This is true. But the ones that do are getting annoying, though. I mean, literally. What is happening? Some of our favorite waterfalls are just being infested with these people.
We wish some people would go back inside.
Just please go back inside. Whatever you were watching before, start the Kardashians back up. Just do what you need to do, folks, to get these people to go back to their
Please don't make us go back to the beginning of that show. No.
Remember that show? John was so against keeping up with Kardashians.
I didn't even get a chance to comment on the Kardashians. You guys were literally like, okay, number one bad show, it's the Kardashians. And it was like you went.
Oh man.
And then John went and he took up that whole segment and you guys were like, oh, we're out of time. And I was like, wait.
I'm like, nope, don't want to hear it.
John had to hate Kardashians. That show. Man. And you know what? You know what? I've just seen that reminds me, Gordon Ramsay.
Oh yeah.
MasterChef. Mm-hmm. That made me go back and watch that show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That show's actually pretty good.
Oh yeah.
That MasterChef is pretty good. I don't know how much they produce or, you know, how much we don't see. I mean, probably enough though, right? But that show, it doesn't make like a discernible villain of the show. It's really just telling like a lot of different people's stories and you know, trying to get those tears and that attention and stuff. But it's I think it's honest about it, right? Like everybody that wants to be like a cook in a restaurant comes from very honest means, you know, like a working family and stuff like that. And like they're probably going to be the most skilled person of their generation in their family. You know what I mean? Like this is a big deal for them. And I think that we need to celebrate that. You know, like we need to celebrate like, you know, the head chefs in just a big restaurant or whatever. Those guys went through a lot to, you know, to kind of get there. And that goes with like everything, you know?
Yeah. Every chef I've known is just like incredible. I mean, like almost every chef I've known there's a couple, you know, in every industry, but like most every chef I've known is just committed to like the craft of cooking and and also with that comes like building an amazing kitchen team and just like the integrity of most people I know from the back of the house is just like always, they're always like the team.
Yeah.
Like they're always really tight and they run the restaurant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, totally. And you have to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of stresses back there.
Yeah. There's a lot of moving parts.
Oh, that got serious real quick.
Well, no, I'm just...
Don't mess with the kitchen. No, for real.
No, I'm serious. Like, I think there's... Listen, I trained as a baker. I went to school, to baking school. Some of these... And it's a predominantly female-driven... I mean, just by the class that I was in, you can tell that, you know, baking is probably a more female-driven industry.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't mean there's not a master level of skill in baking. I mean, some of them are doing things that it will take me years to learn to master, you know what I mean?
Like
getting the right measurements at the right altitude, with the right moisture in the air, you know, like really fine tuning a science.
Oh,
you know
what I mean?
So like, you know, people are out there going to, you know, I know they've pushed going to college so much for these degrees for so many, but there are so many trades out there. Like I have a friend of mine,
really
she's a welder. I mean, and it's amazing the things that they do, you know, like, and there's, you join a union or an apprenticeship and it's like, these things take time for your mind to, you know, to fully grasp and you are an expert in your field. I think that those are the levels of education that really need to be celebrated.
I went to Mountain View High School and one of the women in I took welding as well. I wasn't very good at it, so I didn't take it again. But one of the women in my class, because it was mostly men boys, we were in high school, but it was mostly boys in the class. And then that woman that I was in welding class with ended up being the youngest certified national welder.
That's awesome.
In the country in history.
See?
The youngest.
That's so cool.
It was awesome. Hot girl summer just went really well for her.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you. And you know what? I was looking at the Olympics and you know, for me, I'm looking at all these people that are getting medals and I'm seeing more and more women just knocking it out of the park, you know what I'm saying?
That's why men have been trying to keep us out of stuff.
That's true.
We're scared.
Cuz we're too good at stuff.
Oof. No, for real. I'm
too good at stuff.
I'm not joking.
No, that is real. That is very real.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an actual thing.
Women belong in the kitchen, but don't get paid for it. It's still a man's world.
Don't be too good at cooking.
This took a turn our 23rd show.
Our 23rd show.
Mm-hmm. Folks, you're listening to the 23rd show of the Rogue Apostles. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll see you next time.